Hello, and welcome to the Ageless Wisdom Mystery School from Los Angeles, California. I'm Michael Benner, your host, and we have a special program for you today. We're going to do something that, well, I've never done, actually, in all these hundreds of podcasts over the last 8 or 9 years. I'm going to read to you. I'm going to read a little bit from my upcoming book titled Fearless Intelligence. I hope you enjoy this. Now, as most of you know, this program is actually about 90 minutes long. It's two programs that run about 45 minutes in length. So the second program is always from our archive at pen.tools. That's the Personal Empowerment Network. And the domain is called tools. So if you just put pen, P-E-N, pen.tools into your browser, you'll find an archive of about 250 programs that you can stream absolutely free of charge. One of those programs is always included. This first program from the Mystery School is usually about 45 minutes in length, and the first 20 minutes of that is podcast. You may be listening to the podcast now. So if you'd like the entire program, this or any other podcast, simply enroll at our primary website, theagelesswisdom.com. The T-H-E is part of it, so after the W's and such, it's theagelesswisdom.com. Click on podcasts and premium audios, and then again on premium audio programs. And you can use PayPal, credit, debit card, ATM card, to enroll for less than $7. There's also a nice discount if you enroll for 13 episodes or 52 programs at a time. Fearless Intelligence is a book I've been working on, well, in some ways all of my life. In other ways, it's been a couple of years since I began to actually write the book, Fearless Intelligence. I expect it should be published later this year, 2016. And today I'd like to share with you, as I say, a little bit of the introduction, chapter one. We're going to skip over the preface and the acknowledgments and such and just begin with the first chapter. Hope you enjoy it. Love to hear some feedback from you. Again, you can always leave a sincere and honest review in the iTunes store or using the Stitcher app or Player FM, any of the other common internet podcast apps usually have a way of leaving comments. That's really invaluable for me and other listeners who are looking for this kind of programming. So when you get a minute, we'd value that. You can also write to me at MB, my initials, MB at theagelesswisdom.com. All right. And I read all of my email personally, and we'll be happy to answer you when you put questions in there. So we'd love some feedback. Thanks a lot. MB at theagelesswisdom.com. So here we go from the introduction, starting with page one, the book Fearless Intelligence, the subtitle Transforming Heartache and Anxiety into Wisdom. Each chapter begins with a little saying or slogan, and chapter one, the introduction to Fearless Intelligence, begins this way. We are smarter than we think, intelligent in ways our logical minds cannot comprehend. Describing human fear with animal references like scaredy cat, chicken, sheepish, timid as a mouse, or spineless as a jellyfish is misleading. No creature in the animal kingdom, feral or domesticated, is as fearful as human beings. Everyone is afraid at different times, to varying degrees, and often for no discernible reason. Like other animals, humans are frightened by the appearance of danger, real or imagined. However, the human tendency to reflect and ruminate upon our thoughts and feelings promotes exaggerated fears of everything we do not understand and anything about which we are unaware. We should never be ashamed of our fear, regardless of its name. heartache, anxiety, stress, tension, pressure, panic, terror, horror, phobias, worry, doubt, dread, trepidation, consternation, nervous apprehension, or concern. Fear, in fact, is a vital sign that alerts us to a need for better understanding. However, when the fear of fear leads us to ignore whatever we do not understand, mental and emotional intelligence is diminished. In turn, the ensuing ignorance, confusion, and unawareness cause even more stress and fear, producing a vicious cycle. The cyclonic nature of fear and ignorance feeding each other is often mistaken for stupidity, but in truth, the root problem is a lack of awareness. Fear is often described as an emotional feeling, and yet fear is less a feeling than a refusal or inability to feel. Without feeling beyond root anxiety, we avoid definitive action and often describe it as feeling stuck, another reference to the constraints caused by the vicious cycle of fear and ignorance. All fear is fear of the unknown, so understanding is the antidote to fear, as well as ignorance, and without awareness, there can be no understanding. Fear is not a warning of imminent danger, but rather an indication of something that's not understood, whether dangerous or not. Consider how often we can't find any reason at all for the fear, anxiety, or nervous stress we feel. Fear does not need a reason. It is inherently unreasonable and irrational. When we believe we're confronting clear and present danger, whether real or imagined, our fear reveals a lack of understanding about both the external threat and our ability to cope with it. By consciously boosting our awareness of the situation and our coping skills, the fear is reduced, though the danger may persist. Fear is the brain's request for more information, insight, and understanding. It is a survival-based alert to relax and explore the gaps in our understanding, empty spaces where we remain oblivious, in denial, or simply uninformed, misinformed, and confused. Fear is nurtured in those gaps. So by intentionally expanding our awareness into those spaces, fear is driven out. The best reason to read this book, perhaps, to the very last page, and then share it with those you love, is to eradicate fear and ignorance with expanded awareness. Physicist Albert Einstein is best known for having integrated matter and energy, space and time, gravity and electromagnetism into one thing, an expanding, accelerating universe. However, his special theory of relativity, E equals mc squared, fails to address one other very meaningful component of reality. Substantial portions of the material world are conscious. Though comprised of the same chemical elements as inanimate, inorganic matter, life in endless diversity is self-aware. We must acknowledge that the vast majority of empirical scientists in the 21st century favor the view attributed to the Helmholtz School at the University of Berlin that living organisms are governed solely by physiochemical forces, rather than vitalism or any other metaphysical or religious theory. Recent evidence that meditators can consciously alter their brain chemistry and even promote the growth of gray and white brain matter has failed to dissuade most scientists from their view that awareness is nothing more than a biochemical reaction. Defining organic life has proven to be exceedingly difficult. Even though all life on Earth is carbon-based, inorganic compounds, such as carbon dioxide and cyanides, also contain carbon, yet exhibit no self-awareness. The brains of mammals are more complex than those of reptiles or insects, and clearly some animals are more self-aware than others. Though less aware than animals, the plant kingdom is responsive to its environment and self-replicative at the cellular level. There's also a wealth of nascent research about the intelligence demonstrated by single-cell protista, which are neither animal, plant, nor fungi. Paramecium and amoeba, for example, exhibit a rudimentary aptitude with their ability to learn and remember. Even the slime mold Fusarium has been shown to solve the shortest path problem when hunting for food hidden by researchers in microscopic mazes. Zooming in, we find the cellular structures of living things are comprised of complex biochemical molecules, and while inorganic chemical elements also form simple molecules, some minerals like copper, silicon, and halite, rock salt, are not truly molecular, but instead exist as rows of individual atoms bonded into regular periodic structures. So the search for some sort of delineation between living and non-living matter eventually leads us to the atomic and the subatomic level, where the smallest known bits of matter behave like particles one moment and energy the next, blinking out of existence and suddenly reappearing for no known reason. A generic operational definition of living a conscious existence could be the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change preceding death. Or philosopher John Locke's classical definition of consciousness, the perception of what passes in a man's own mind. But we still lack a consensus on a theoretical definition of conscious awareness, especially one that explains joy, depression, curiosity, and awe, plus transpersonal experiences such as gaze detection, knowing when somebody's watching you, remote viewing, prophetic dreams, epiphany, and other altered states of awareness. This much we can say. Awareness is existential, the absolute ground of being. It is autonomous and superior to knowledge, for all thought, feeling, behavior, and perception rely upon some degree of self-awareness. Conscious awareness is the understanding that distinguishes the enduring self from our transient thoughts and feelings. For the most part, we remain unaware of awareness itself. Self-awareness does have an ebb and flow, meaning our potential for self-realization varies considerably from moment to moment. Much of the splendor and joy of being alive is lost whenever we review our heartache and anxiety. Suppressed and repressed obsessions we fear will resurface at any time. To be aware of being aware, called meta-awareness, we must intently focus our attention on the fullness of the present moment without judging. Unmanaged heartache and anxiety diminish awareness, suppressing our understanding of self and the world around us. Conversely, feeling safe, relaxed, peaceful and loving expands self-awareness. Therefore, a willingness to understand hurtful feelings and the fear that provokes them is essential to managing heartache and anxiety, which leads to self-discovery, happiness, peace of mind, and fulfillment. I was 4 or 5 years old when my parents purchased their first television set. Suddenly, graphic news of world events poured into our living room nightly. By my early teen years, the cruelty and injustice of war, racism, and poverty was clearly evident. Reality is a reflection of consciousness. As the first TV generation, baby boomers were idealistic, but also smart enough to see the futility of changing the world through political reform alone. We weren't going to affect the news by switching channels. We had to transform the views of the newsmakers and media commentators. At 22 years, I'd earned my bachelor's degree in broadcasting and journalism. But before I could inform and influence others, I recognized the need to first understand myself better. My education had taught me many things about the world, but almost nothing about myself. I decided to replace my naive desire for a problem-free life with an aspiration to become a better problem solver. My subsequent search for a common thread running through my difficulties led directly to my fear and obliviousness. In time, I realized I was mostly undiscovered, undeveloped, and severely lacking in self-awareness. Finally free from schoolwork, I immersed myself in the fledgling human potential movement of the 1970s. As my awareness grew, my need to be right was replaced by a realization that all ideas, beliefs, and opinions have relative degrees of merit. I learned the benefits of acknowledging others' points of view, even when I strongly disagreed. I also realized the greatest of all fears is not death, pain, or danger, but rather whom we may be as truly unique individuals, for better or worse. Those with the courage to fully explore their individuality eventually recognize the uniqueness of all things. In a universe that refuses to replicate snowflakes, flowers, or grains of sand, each one of us is an embodiment of diversity and harmony, an expanded awareness called love that redeems fear and ignorance. Comedian Lily Tomlin has notably quipped, "If love is the answer, could you please repeat the question?" Once we appreciate love as awareness in the absence of fear, fearless intelligence, our response could be, love answers all questions. As in Christ's allusion to love your enemies, recognizing love as awareness, insight, and understanding allows us to identify fear as a sign of ignorance, especially about our unique self. How can we attain this higher ground? Awareness can be cultivated through stress reduction and mindfulness. This book, Fearless Intelligence, offers two simple techniques to target the roots of our fear. Many of us assume heartache and anger generate fear, but the reverse is even more to the point. As unawareness, fear spawns and nourishes all heartache, hatred, greed, violence, and cruelty. Most of us are trapped between the fear of understanding ourselves and the fear of not understanding ourselves, between the fear of success and the fear of failure. Our liberation requires a willingness to train ourselves to become mindfully aware of a self beyond ego. Logical, rational analysis and even creative thought is but a sketch, a series of lines drawn around and through our lives. Our emotions provide the light, color, warmth, fragrance, music, and drama. Though we welcome our positive, love-based feelings, most of us resist feeling fear and discomfort. Yet without a full range of emotions, life would be barren and meaningless. It's ironic, but any resistance to feeling emotions reduces our awareness of all other emotional feelings. And over the long run, our hurt and heartache intensifies. Emotional intelligence is the portal to a greatly expanded awareness of who we are and what we're capable of accomplishing and contributing. By developing emotional intelligence, we also gain clarity about what we truly want and why we care. Human evolution is not plateaued. Indeed, the evidence indicates it is accelerating. Not only our mental and physical prowess, but also our emotional capacity for love, intuition, insight, and understanding. The emerging field of neuroplasticity studies how nerve pathways and synapses in our brains respond to changes in environment, behavior, thoughts, and emotional feelings. Neuroscience has confirmed that in relaxed, mindful states of expanded awareness, the adult human brain literally grows and adapts to the demands placed upon it, somewhat like a muscle. Repeatedly, empirical research points to self-awareness as the key to brain plasticity and our potential to accelerate the evolution of human consciousness. On the other hand, increasing levels of fear, anxiety, and stress impede brain growth and neuroplasticity by limiting self-awareness to little more than the survival-based binary absolutism, friend or foe, true or false, all or nothing. So that's all we have time for in this free podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Again, to hear another 20 minutes or so of this book, followed by a second program from our Focused Passion Archives, enroll at theagelesswisdom.com. Thanks a lot for listening. Be gentle, love life, and take care of each other. From Los Angeles, this is Michael Benner. So long.